Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 37. What an attitude! What an attitude! Now, I'm condemning James and John here, of course, but I'm shooting myself in the foot. What an attitude! Let's look at their attitude, but let us search ourselves. Search me, O God. Try my heart. Test me. See if there's any wicked way in me. Well, James and John, what do? They came to Christ. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? Well, we want to sit at your right hand and the other at your left in your glory. And so on and so on. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted a seat at the top table. Now, if you look at the other passages that record this, you will find the mother is involved. And I can't help but wonder if the mother dominated the family, pushing her boys forward. Pushing. What a lesson, what a desire here. She wants for her sons and so on. I think that's connected with it. Now, the want here. Now, you can translate that wish and desire and would like and so on. But I think want is what we're talking about. They want. Now, when we had our young children, we told them, I want gets nothing. I want gets nothing. James 4:2, you know, you ask but you don't get. Why not? Because the motives, your desires, what you're going to spend it on is wrong. It's me, it's self. That's what's going on here. That's what I say. Although I'm criticizing, I think rightly, James and John here. The trouble is, is it me? Is it me, Lord? Is it I? Remember what Christ has been saying about his suffering. Well, forget all that. They haven't really been listening. Don't bother with that. What's going on here? They want themselves promoted. Now, I think that the big lesson here is that Jesus allows this to happen because he's going to bring home this major point to us all. And what is the major point? Well, we'll come to that. But we can look at what they're looking for here. Let us sit at your right and your left on the big table at the top in your glory. They know the kingdom is coming, and they want to be up the top, the kudos, the chief. They think of the kingdom, you see, in this political sense, this business sense, this worldly sense, and they want to be on the board. They want to be at the high table. They want one of the chief seats. Ambition is the word. Ambition. Me. Me. Now, has it died out? Has it died out in the Church of Rome? Have you ever seen the colours of their robes and vestments and their ranks and hierarchy and all the rest of it? The fathers introduced clericalism into the church, hierarchy. Has that died out? It's rampant today. And if you want to get to some pastors, let's use the proper title that they like, the love of titles, conquering kings, their titles take, and so on, yes? If you want to get to some pastors, it's like somebody said to me once, it's like getting to Fort Knox, to get past all the people in the way. Titles, dignity, comparing self with self, worldly system, get the cap badge, want to be a footnote in the history books. Yes, we can be Uriah Heep, oh, your humble servant, but the truth is, we're looking out for self. James and John, we want you to do for us whatever we ask, and what do you want? Yeah, we want a seat at the top. We want to be the bigwigs. We want people to look up to us. We want to be at the top table. We want to be known as those who are the Lord's servant. Oh, we want to be near you, yes, but don't forget, people will see us. It's us and me. Oh, my friend, this is a searching word. Jesus has much to say about this. And if you watch and see and look, Christendom has found its way around all these things. Don't take titles. Not the title I use. It's a very little one. It doesn't matter much. It's not very serious. and so on. No, my friend, it won't wash. Search me, O God. Try my heart. Test my schemes. Test my thinking. Remove from me every wicked way and lead me in the way everlasting. Poor. I don't boast about myself. God knows. God, in the final day, gives all the reckoning. And that's the only reckoning that counts. May God strike home this lesson to us. We need it. I need it. May God write it in our hearts. And may it produce a glorious harvest for his glory's sake. Amen.